Okay, folks, welcome to a Friday edition of the podcast for the Rush Hour with Embers and Katie.
Hello.
Who are here along with Joel, the producer, and myself, Leechy, the anchor. And, of course, folks,
pointy pineapples.
It was good to Embers. Pointy pineapples at yesterday, I must say, on the day off.
Oh, God, don't we love a day off? A short week is what we're all about. And, you know, there are still places over in Europe that have brought in 4 days a week.
When?
4 day weeks.
When will it come here? That's what I want to know.
I know.
See, okay, so the question is, where do you start the weekend? Do you start it on the Friday or do you finish it on the Monday? Like, do you decide to go, I'm going to do Saturday, Sunday, Monday is my weekend, or are you going to do Friday, Saturday, Sunday is your weekend?
Oh, geez, good question, actually.
That's actually a very good question.
Yeah, at first I was like, Friday, you idiot, surely. But now I'm thinking, like, Friday's a good vibe at work.
Friday's a good vibe at work.
You
but
work
then
at
that
about 70%.
But
it
that
just
would
moves.
Just move to Thursday.
But see,
a
the
good
problem
vibe.
That you get oh, with yeah. that is that people are going to do different things. People will decide, I'm going to do Friday, Saturday, Sunday, while someone else is going to do Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
You know what
that means for us? We still have to work 5 days.
I want Saturday, Sunday, Monday off because I feel like Friday's good vibe at work anyway and Sunday sessions are fun.
Also, Katie doesn't get back from the pub till about, what, 7 a.m. Monday? Embers?
Oh, yeah. Well, yes. There's your other thing. The amount of times that she rocks up to work doesn't rock up to work on a Monday. I mean, it makes sense.
Well, she missed this Monday's team building show,
did she? Did the Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
Came to work Monday, but didn't...
I came to work on Monday. Okay. I haven't missed a Monday.
You were here, but were you really here?
I haven't missed a Monday this year, Embers.
Have you missed a Monday team bonding session, though?
That was the first team bonding session we've done, and to be honest,
so
nobody wanted to do it in escape
one.
Room.
Today on the show, some food mistakes, one mad one from someone in our office today, and also Katie has to confess about something about her bike in her shed, which we'll find out about in the podcast right now.
From Roebuck Bay to the Roe Highway, got my ice mocha from Dome Cafe, the Super Pizza Floriette in Innaloo, Wairoo and Esperance too, across Albany and the Gloucester Treat
with Katie Lamb
and Andrew Embley.
From the greatest city in the world, it's time for Triple M's Rush Hour with Andrew Embley and Katie Lamb. Tab Touch. Got the touch? Download Tab Touch. Chances are you're about to lose.
My partner, Teens and I, we were just on the couch the other night and she...
Teens and I was just like a bit of Tones and I. Anyway,
Tones and I. Teens and I, she's coming to Perth.
Exactly.
I'm going to that concert actually.
Hi, Teens.
Free tickets?
Sadly.
Oh, come on.
I know. You know when you get free... So last time for the Pink concert, Tones sent me free tickets, right?
Yes.
And I got to sit in her VIP area, which was amazing,
so
by
good.
The way. And I never asked for that. She just said, hey, would you like to come along in my VIP area? And I was just like, yeah.
Very
so
nice of her.
Did that. And now she's coming to Perth. She's playing at the Fremantle Arts Centre.
Have you DM'd her?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
And that's in September.
You should know you're going.
But I just... bought tickets because I'm like, well, they're going to sell out and I don't want to be that person who asks. You know what I mean?
She's your mate now.
I know. And
can
I
we
did...
get her on the show? I think she's got two shows coming in September. I'm a big fan of that Teens and I.
It's Tones and I.
That too.
Anyway, speaking of Teens and I, so we're on the couch and we were just, on our phones and we were seeing, you know, those Perth Buy Swap sell the buy nothing kind of pages.
Yeah.
Anyway, she saw something and she goes, oh, that looks like your bike. And I was like, so you know when there's, I don't know whether there's anything in your relationship, Embers, where there's a word and it's like a trigger warning. And as soon as she says bike, I just go, here we go.
Bike.
I want to ride my bicycle.
3 years ago, I swore that I was going to buy a bike and I was going to become a little bikey. I was
like
going to ride everywhere.
Evans.
Yeah. And because, you know, we live near Scarborough, so I was going to ride down to Scarborough and do nice long rides.
And considering you drink a lot, that's probably actually a really good thing to hop on your bike and ride around.
Exactly right.
Yes.
So I just thought, this is going to be great. So I bought a bike, I rode it once, and I thought, you know what, I'm in my bike era, so we're going to have to get a shed and build the shed outside so that we can put my bike, because my precious bike needs to be looked after.
Yeah, absolutely.
We went on Airtasker. A guy came over. It was the most complicated shed. It took him 2 whole days to build it. I know, I don't think that was... Anyway, that was a whole different story. And I rode my bike twice in my life. And now it's in that shed just collecting rust. And I went to see it the other day because I just like to visit it from time to time. And And I was like, oh, my poor bike. I just never got into the bike era, which, Leechy, you and I both hate cyclists, right?
Hate.
So I'm kind
of glad. You hate cyclists, Leechy, because you refuse to wear the Lycra? Is that why you hate cyclists so much?
Me and Lycra, bad call.
Talking about bikes, I got a bike given to me by my wife about 3 or 4 years ago for my birthday. Very thoughtful present. But the thing was, the bike actually didn't come together. So I had to put the wheels on, right? Oh. Now, doesn't sound like a hard job, but my name might be Andy. It's not Handy Andy, yeah. Right? So I actually have not been able to put the wheel on the bike.
And are you too proud to ask?
It's been sitting in my garage for 4 years because I don't know how to put the wheel on.
And you don't want to just call one of your mates and be like, hey, do you mind coming around and just popping a wheel on a bike?
I could go and do it, but I just haven't got around to it. But I'm thinking, I said to my wife the other day, like, next time you get me a present, like, give me a present that works.
Yeah.
All right? That's
it's like going to IKEA, and my first experience at IKEA, I was like, oh, I really like that TV cabinet. And then it arrived to me in a box.
In a box.
And I was like,
exactly.
What am I meant to do with this? How can I assemble this? I've never assembled anything in my life.
I'm a spanner. I need a spanner.
What?
You're a spanner.
What does that mean, Evan?
Well, you're a spanner, like you're an idiot, right? But I need a spanner to put it together. Katie, have you ever found yourself in a situation where you go and do the right thing and it just backfires on you?
Oh, yeah, when being polite backfires.
Oh, so just recently, right, I was walking through the city and there was a guy on the ground and he was asking for money. Now, he wasn't playing the drums. He wasn't selling anything. He was just asking for money. So I don't want to paint a picture. You got to be very careful about judging a book by its character,
right.
By its cover. But I'm thinking homeless.
Right.
I'm thinking he's one of those guys, yeah. Right, which is fine. You know? So I thought, now, I don't normally give money.
I ask you every day.
I think it sends the a bad example. I have before walked up to someone and said, listen, mate, do you want me to get you a bottle of water or some food? I think that's something a little bit better. But this particular time, I just go, you know what? I had a $5 note in my pocket and I thought, why not?
All right.
Why not?
Good on you.
Okay, so I said, I walked past and I stopped and I walked back and I said, here you go, mate. And he goes, oh, thank you so much. So I really appreciate that. Thank you. Like, it was very kind. Mm. All right, mate, no worries. All the best. Have a good day. You know, spend it wisely. And then as I walked off, I hear this. Down the Dockers.
Oh.
Are you serious? Mate, I've just given you $5 and you've got the audacity to yell out, "Down the Dockers" to me.
It's just sledging you.
Like, seriously. Like, I'm doing the right thing here. He's just like, stuff you.
Stuff you.
Mate, I was almost going to go, mate, can you give me the $5 back? Seriously.
Ask for some change.
Yeah.
Being polite backfires, that reminds me of when you didn't have a car and you said to me, oh, do you mind dropping me home?
I remember, that.
Yeah.
That's right.
It was last year sometime. Anyway, I've done the right thing, even though you live one way and I live in the opposite direction, but that's okay. So jump in the car, I'm going down and we're on a road. I think it was Rochdale Road.
Yes.
And all of a sudden I'm going 60, which I thought was the speed limit, but it's apparently 50. Boom, flash, multinova. And I'm like, you owe me $70, babe, by the way, because, I'm dropping you home and I just
don't normally go this way. I don't normally go down Rochdale Road. You have taken me a way that is unfamiliar to me and it's cost me
now a
demerit point and some money.
So anyway, gone through, I'm low-key seething, but I just thought, you know, we didn't know each other too well then, so I'm just like, keep it cool. And I've dropped you home and I'm on Stirling Highway. And I went through another multinova. I reckon
what?
I was
you've hit two multinovas.
Oh my god! And that time I was like speeding, but I just wasn't paying attention. Oh my god! And I thought I've gone through two multinovas to drop Andrew Embley home. And the next day I came to work, I told him, thinking, "Mate, I've got you covered. Let me compensate you. At least $5 would have done. You know what I mean?" And he's just gone. Serves you right for speeding.
That's you know what? The moral of the story? Slow down and stick to the limit.
Karma, Duckers.
Looking for your next move in mining and construction? Your success, our service. Silverstone. The Rush Hour's Suburban Search for Silverstone.
Yeah, this bad boy.
That bad boy. Yeah. Silverstone have been very good giving away $2,000 for the last 3 weeks.
Yeah, we're going to do it again next week as well.
Yep. 100%. So this week on Wednesday, people of Perth were looking out for a silver chair. Adam from Lansdale won it.
Oh, thank you very much.
Oh, woo-hoo! Adam, are you up and about? $2,000 is all yours. Now, were you at the Swinging Pig already or did you have to travel there?
Rolling up to me football club actually to get ready for a bit of football training, and I thought, oh, I'll give it a chance, and I thought I knew where it was. And just as I was pulling in, you said Rockingham side, so I mean McDonald's side, so yeah. And looked around and sure enough, there was the chair.
Was anyone else there, mate, or was it just you?
No, just myself. Yeah,
just couldn't
get out of the car quick enough.
Now I'm going to ask this: you're from Lansdale.
I am.
You're in Rockingham. That's 72 k's away.
Yeah, I'm a dedicated footy player, mate.
Not wrong.
Tell you what, what team do you play for?
For the Rams, mate.
The Rams.
They
must be pretty cashed up if they're paying you from Lansdale to come play for you. You must be a pretty good player, Adam.
Oh, you've got a spot, mate, once you find your team.
Hey, Adam, $2,000, will you be splurging that on the boys from the Rams?
No, they won't know nothing about it.
Selfish winners, Embers. I love them. It's like, why would I share this 2K? No way.
No, 2K for me and nobody else.
So we're doing it all again next week. Another $2,000 up for grabs thanks to Silverstone.
Yeah, they've been very good to us over the last few weeks or so. Silverstone, today's talent, tomorrow's success. Another $2,000 on the line next week during the Rush Hour with Embers and Katie here at 92.9 Triple M. It's the reason you listen to us, because we're live and local every weekday afternoon, and you can't win this sort of money with any of the other shows because they're all recorded on the East Coast.
That's exactly right. Well done to you guys. We're live and we're local, and we've got plenty more coming up right after this.
Love running into colleagues in the kitchen, and then they just, you know, we start gas bagging about bits and bobs, and then all of a sudden Sasha tells me about her traumatic night last night. Sasha, welcome to the show.
Hi, Sasha.
Hi, thanks for having me.
What happened?
Yes, well, we decided to let our son choose some special takeaway because his sister was having a sleepover at a friend's house.
Beautiful.
And he chose a little burger pack, so he was all excited, waiting for Dad to go pick it up, and then my husband brought it home and we sat down for dinner, and then he bit into his burger and he just started screaming and crying.
Jeez, what burger? I would presume a young little fella. How old's your son?
5.
Okay, so just a little bit of meat, maybe some melted cheese, a bit of tomato sauce, probably no pickles, just something really simple.
Mm-hmm. Very basic.
Why was he crying when he ate that?
He threw it on the floor crying and he's like, my mouth is burning, it's on fire. And we're like, what's happened? And so I couldn't taste it because I'm gluten-free, but then my husband picked it up and tasted it and he was like, whoa, that is so chilly.
He ordered the chili flamingo.
Oh, no.
Little 5-year-old got a very mature palate.
They mistakenly gave him the wrong burger.
Well, yeah, it was like in a little kid's pack as well, just a little beef burger with the chips and drink.
So like a little, yeah, exactly. And so did you call the said place and say, hey, you've accidentally put hot sauce in my child's burger?
Like, yes, what? I did call them. I was very annoyed because, you know, obviously takeaway is very expensive these days and ruined my son's night, and he just had some cereal for dinner. So,
And then I imagine once your son's night's ruined, your night's ruined.
Yes, yeah.
Because then you have to deal with the aftermath.
Yeah, felt pretty bad for him. But, you know, they don't understand what happened. They think maybe the sauce got mixed up. But to their credit, they did give us our money back. So
that's nice of them.
That's good.
Yeah. The least they could do.
I reckon there might have been someone in there that just didn't like children.
I was actually thinking.
You don't stuff a children's burger up by just putting a big, you know, bit of chili in there.
I know.
Do you?
I mean, a lot of these joints, though, are young kids working in there. Somebody's just probably thought, oh, this would be so funny in the kid's burger. Let's just chuck a whole bunch of
someone's
sauce.
Someone
grab us a tomato sauce. Here's some sriracha. But there you go. Hey, I remember about 20-odd years ago, my mate gave me a big seafood box to take down south with some friends. So I took it down there. We had beautiful fish and prawns. Anyway, I thought he'd give me some abalone, right? Now, by this stage, we're full of, you know, beers and wine, so I wasn't probably thinking too straight. But I got this abalone. I started cooking on the barbecue. It was a little bit sort of gooey, but, you know, I made sure I sort of tried to cook through it. And then gave it to a few of my friends, and they sort of ate it. Didn't really say too much. So I'm thinking, thinking, guys, this is a bloody delicacy, this abalone, like, right? Like, yeah. you got to appreciate it a lot more than I'm getting credit for right now. And then about a week later, a mate called up and said, mate, how was the seafood box? I said, oh, mate, it was beautiful. Loved it. Thanks very much. He goes, did you try the cod eyeball that I sent? And I said, what cod eyeball? He goes, I sent a big cod eyeball. And I said, oh, no. That was the abalone that I thought. I gave the big cod eyeball to everyone.
You have just been serving up eyeballs to your guests.
No,
you
were
pranking
like
them
it.
Without knowing it.
What's it taste like?
Oh, gross.
Eyeball, I imagine.
It was not recommended.
On this Friday afternoon, on what's sort of weird week, because we didn't have a show yesterday, but we had three shows before that, and I think everyone's out of whack completely.
That's it. But you know what? It doesn't stop our callers from delivering. We have the best callers on our show. They're rogue. I love them.
We do. We've got wonderful callers. And again this week, they called up and they just put a smile on our face.
The Rush Hour's Friday Fanatics.
Guys, it's Friday Fanatics time again, and it's a weird week this week. Public holiday just before the weekend. Maybe you should have taken the day off today. Well, I wish I'd thought of that before just now, but she'll be right.
David is in Morley. Hello.
Tell us when she'll be right, mate.
Pants on the floor and the belt buckle was standing straight up.
Oh, no.
Stepped on the belt. I was like, I thought, she'll be right. And then a long, thin blue line started travelling up my leg. Went to the doctors. Severe tetanus infection.
Oh, my Lord.
It was going all the way to my heart. They said, if you didn't come and see us, you would have had serious complications.
David. I feel like there were so many signs when you should have gone to the doctors and you kept on saying she'll be right.
I ignored them all.
That's hardcore.
Well, let's just hope David didn't have any company at that time, because that would really kill the vibe. And speaking of killing the vibe,
babies can ruin a vibe. That's why we're asking 133353. Jeff from Two Rocks, hello.
G'day, how you going? First baby was crook for about 10 weeks until he had an operation and, killed the vibe every night.
Because it was unwell or what?
Look, guys, I'm not going to lie. That call kind of killed my vibe.
Can we please make sure the next caller is extremely passionate about however they up, all right? Okay, thank you.
When did you accidentally destroy something? Shelley is from High Wycombe. Hello.
Anyone who's Aussie will know what a 1970 XW GT is and how much it's worth and how sacred they are and rare. So the X had one. It had it for 30 years, all nut and bolt resto, so I'm helping to sort parts out. It started up and this horrible sound.
Oh.
I'm sure. I was devastated. It was like losing a child. That sounds terrible.
Yeah,
a child would have been preferable.
And that was the Rush Hour's Friday Fanatics.
Love them, love them. The hardcore listeners as well.
They bring a smile to my face every time.
You've checked out, haven't you, Embers? You have absolutely checked out.
What are you saying? You said that going into it. Now you've said it coming out.
That was so good.
I think Embers checked out at around about 4:02 this afternoon.
Embers is not even here.
No. I just got the footy on at the moment.
Modern Motor Trimmers, Australia's leading supplier and installer of Isri seats. Who better to get your tips from than a guy who does this?
Andrew Embley. Ripping goal.
To Embley, and that could be the game-winning goal.
Triple M's Rush Hour presents Ember's Footy Tips.
Yes, Lizzie said Port and St Kilda not too far away. Of course, we'll be going straight to that game after this. Port Adelaide. I'm always wary of teams that get pumped the week before.
Right, yeah.
I think their coach is under pressure, their team's under pressure, and you always see this response. They come out and they play well. I can't see it happening tonight. I can't see St Kilda coming to Adelaide and beating Port Adelaide.
No way. Isn't like a known rule, like you just don't beat Adelaide in Adelaide, the Adelaide teams, even though Adelaide got beaten.
Interstate teams, when Port Adelaide and Adelaide are going really well, it's ground to win at. So I think on the back of that Port win and Port win easily tonight. Now, the Fremantle Dockers, can they bounce back against the Western Bulldogs tomorrow night? Of course, you can hear that game live here on Triple M from 5:25, Leachy.
Indeed, and of course, don't forget, it is the Len Hall tribute game as well, 27th edition for the Fremantle Dockers. They're going to be doing an Anzac Lap of Honour at around 5 p.m. and the sort of ceremony around it. It's
It's going to be kicking off around about 5:25, I think, as well. So just as we're on air.
You get yourself there nice and early because Freo supporters, they do support this game really well. They haven't had a home game, the Fremantle Dockers, for 3 weeks now. Mm. So get down there tomorrow night. This is a must-win game. The Fremantle are to play finals. They have to beat teams that are around them. Western Bulldogs, very good last week. So I think they can win. I think they can bounce back the Fremantle Dockers, but it will not be an easy game.
I've tipped the Bulldogs. Sorry.
Okay. That's okay.
But is that like, should I change my tip?
Well, it was a huge, I mean, for what happened the week before to them to then fight back and have that big win at Marvel Stadium, what was it, for the Friday night game? Backs against the wall. I mean, it makes sense to go for the Bulldogs because I think there's every chance. I mean, Fremantle have not been good the last couple of weeks.
I want Freo to win, genuinely, but for my tips.
I want my tip to win.
I want Bulldogs to win. But go Freo.
So we'll wait and see there. Looking forward to that game. The Fremantle Dockers, yes, disappointing last week against West Coast. Can they bounce back? We spoke to Jeremy Sharp on Wednesday. Yep. Jizzy spoke well. He's confident that his team can play well
and
tomorrow night.
And he's playing well too.
I'll tell you what, he runs fast.
Yeah.
Yes.
He runs fast.
He's a really quick bloke.
Good wingman.
Yeah. And finally, let's go and have a quick chat about the West Coast game.
Can the Eagles. On
Sunday, that game live here on Triple M from 11 a.m. They're taking on the Gold Coast Suns. West Coast, they've drifted out to over $5 now. Obviously, Tom Barris, we found out on Wednesday that his one-game suspension was upheld, so he will not be available. Disappointed the Gold Coast Suns last week against Sydney. They were very, very flat, so they'll be really keen to bounce back at home. I think they'll be hard to beat. Can I say I got ahead of myself last week about the West Coast Eagles. So I was so pumped when they beat Fremantle. I had a little look at some odds and I decided.
You didn't, did you?
What? I decided.
What?
What?
What have you done?
I had a little look at some odds about West Coast and they were paying 51-1 to play finals. I went and put some money on them to play finals.
Oh, my goodness.
That's a big call.
Talk about getting excited about my Eagles.
Well, I'm sorry, but Harley Reid is amazing, so it's not bad.
I had a look at the ladder. They're only one game out of the top eight.
Yeah. Oh, my God, really?
But there's percentage and there's a lot of other things to do with it. Listen, I just go, I'm on. I am so in. I backed West Coast last week against Fremantle. I said they would win.
So you're backing them against Gold Coast?
Yes, I'm backing them against Gold Coast again.
Yes.
I'm backed them 3 weeks in a row. I'm going with the West Coast again. This will be a big upset because no Tom Barris, as I said. But you know what? Good form's winning form, and West Coast are winning at the moment. So on the back of that, there'll be three in a row.
Embers is
for Eagles to play finals. It's starting to look good maybe on Monday.
Oh, Embers is going to take us out of the town.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
the Eagles finals. You beauty.
It's the end of the world as we know it.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Embers and Katie.
Got the touch? Download Tab Touch. Chances are you're about to lose.